small newspapers that were printed weekly in the various towns, usually in country districts, of Canada and the United States. Now, these papers were in their prime in the 1920s, although they had been going since 1850 or even before that, and many of them were still operating using even equipment like this in the 1960s. Today, many of these papers are still published, but they've changed completely. They're usually printed on modern offset equipment. Many of them, most of them actually belong to big chains. The printing is done in one big shop. And in many cases, the subscription is free. They are advertising sheets. Now, in the last century and the early part of this century, the weekly newspapers didn't carry advertising. They had to make it pay. They also were political papers. Usually, the weekly newspaper, many of the dailies did the same thing, openly called themselves a liberal paper or a conservative paper. Or in the United States, they were Republican or Democrat papers. And they proudly professed their party, and they hewed to the party line in their delivery of news and in their editorial policy. Now, the weekly newspaper published news of the town, that is, births, deaths, marriages, as well as the district around the town. The local council news for the town and the municipal councils around it from the farming areas. School news, school reports, church news. And they often commented on the weather, or at least the effect the weather had on the community. Certain roads might be blocked in the winter with snowdrifts, or a flood might have closed a road, washed out a bridge. All those things were mentioned in the paper. Local crime was also mentioned, or at least the police reports of it. And the small towns had their share of crime. Frequently, there would be people arrested and charged with being drunk and disorderly, and maybe they'd be fined $10. Sometimes there'd be a case of petty theft where somebody would get 30 days in jail for stealing a few chickens. And before the advent of the automobile, and even after the automobile came in, before there were good roads in the country, the small town played a very important part in the business of the area. Usually the small town had general stores as well as a number of specialty stores. The larger small towns, or I should say the larger country towns, would have grocery stores, hardware stores, ladies' wear, gents' wear, dry goods, drug stores, harness stores or harness makers' shops, blacksmith shops. Anything that the community wanted could usually be obtained locally. And of course, there would be dental offices and medical offices. And many of those communities had hospitals, some didn't. In which case, they'd have to depend upon the hospital of some larger community nearby. Now, besides carrying news and the editorial comment, the weekly paper also carried advertising for the local merchants. They carried advertisements of farm animals for sale, real estate offers, farms for sale, houses for sale. And besides the local advertising, they carried what was often called national advertising. Sometimes it was national, sometimes it was only for a district. But that consisted at one time mainly of patent medicine advertising. And the medicine sold around the turn of the century would cure anything and everything, provided you took enough bottles of them or ate enough of the pills. They were effective. So the advertisement led you to believe. And as time went on, they started to have other national advertising, such as automobile advertising, floor polish, furniture polish, paint, sometimes pianos, musical instruments, groceries, packaged goods such as corn flakes, just whatever the advertisers were willing to advertise, the weekly paper usually got it. Now the news office is typical of the newspaper office that existed in the country towns around the turn of the century or early in the news office is typical of the small town newspaper office that existed in the latter part of the last century and the early part of this century. From such offices were published weekly newspapers which carried the local news of the community and the district around it. And sometimes they did carry some national news, particularly if it were of interest to the local people. Such newspapers carried advertising for the local merchants. They carried school and church news, births, deaths, and marriages, and almost anything that happened of any importance, whether it was a straw stack burning down, a farm being burned down, or somebody building a new barn, or a country dance. Anything like that was news, and an account was usually published in the weekly paper.